This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Occupy Columbia protesters have been ordered to stop their demonstration in front of City Hall because officials say they're not complying with two city ordinances. KBIA's Li Jian Chung has this report on the protesters' plans.
2 months have passed since the Occupy Columbia protests began in front of City Hall. Boxes full of protest signs, sleeping bags, and even a potted fern are stacked outside the entrance. A tent has been set up on the other side, words spray-painted on the outside. "We are strong," it reads. "Solidarity." And this is a sign. Public Works spokesperson Jill Statham says by having their belongings on the street, the protesters are not in compliance with two Columbia City ordinances. She says the space in front of the City Hall is not a campsite, but a place where public officials conduct their business.
Chapter 24 addresses those, which tells people that they cannot obstruct walkways or sidewalks or streets.
Statham says the city will remove the belongings with police assistance, but says they are not running the protesters off. As long as they remove their belongings, the Occupy Columbia demonstrations can continue in front of City Hall. Protester Carl Lewis says demonstrators are going to keep their possessions where they are.
"We're actually going to push where we could actually keep our stuff here by talking to a lawyer and talking to the CPD about it."
Lewis says the Occupy Columbia demonstration will continue to be held in front of City Hall for as long as possible, with as many of their possessions as possible. Li Jianchung, KBIA News.
In Columbia, volunteers are working with the city's Parks and Rec Department and other organizations as part of an urban ecology restoration project. It aims to revitalize an area that was once home to a sewer treatment facility. Elizabeth Trovel went to the planting site off of Forum Boulevard to see how the project creates a lush landscape, but also decreases stormwater runoff in Columbia.
Skinny trees and gangly shrubs pepper the MKT hillside above ground beside a small lake. At 8 o'clock on a chilly Saturday morning, dozens of volunteers take their shovels to the soft dirt. Volunteer Elsa Boyd plants her eighth plant today. Boyd says she doesn't mind waking up early for this kind of project.
"You know, when you go home, you really feel like you've done something useful. And it makes you feel good, you know, and like in 2 years, I can ride down the trail and look up here and see all these trees and know I planted those. So that makes me feel good."
Boyd is one of about 50 volunteers who are helping realize a $90,000 project started by Columbia Parks and Recreation, the city's Tree Keepers Program, 3M, and the Columbia Aquatic Restoration Project. The project will restore the site of a former sewer treatment facility. Columbia Parks and Rec Forester David Dittmer says the finished project will have three wetland cells designed to hold stormwater runoff.
"We're down here in the Hinkson Creek bottoms, and the Hinkson Creek obviously has a lot of problems with stormwater runoff from the city and a lot of, you know, erosion and flooding problems. And so this wetland is going to capture a lot of impervious surface runoff that's coming from, you know, areas, you know, up, higher up in the watershed."
The 80 trees and 300 shrubs were just the start of the new wetlands. Only about one-third of the total plants were put into the ground on Saturday. The rest will be planted sometime next year. Elizabeth Trovall, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.